Hi there, Santos. Thank you for calling back. I don't know if you got my message or not, but while I was on hold, the call disconnected. So thank you very much for calling back.
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point? I think
yes,
not, right? Okay.
It's not for contractor. You don't work for contractor, right?
You'll be the only company that we'll be working with for this exclusive listing. There is no long-term contract. It will bill monthly.
Okay.
Okay. But if your question is, I mean, we work with every industry that you can imagine. A lot of our clients are service-based, painters, plumbers, electricians, roofers, remodeling contractors, cement contractors. So we are very familiar with service-based businesses where you're going out to the customer. Of course, we do not need to promote a physical street address. You don't have to have a brick-and-mortar location where people can drive to. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And is that that address on Glen Daniel Drive, is that a home address?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So when you don't see customers coming to you, Google prefers that there not be a physical address for your business because Google would not want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you're only going to be listed Georgetown, Delaware, not even the zip code and certainly not any physical street address.
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar. There's still a couple of spots today. We could do 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I do need to get through the voice verification real quick. Like I said, it's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It is very much straightforward, though. And then, Mr. Lopez, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, Mr. Lopez, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online? I have that as Santos Painting LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Santos, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Santos Lopez.
And you're the owner, sole proprietor?
Owner.
Managing member? Okay. So as the owner of Santos Painting LLC, of course, Mr. Lopez, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Lopez, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Santos, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people in your area who need your services will call you, and, of course, will want to contact you as well. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Lopez. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, and as long as you answer your phone when people are calling you, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware that you used to use the Home Advisor, that you're not using it anymore. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well, because we need to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, consistent, and Google compliant. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Mr. Lopez, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the website included at no additional cost, with the setup fee waived, and with the subscription costs reduced permanently down to $199 as a fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 2nd of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Once again, Santos, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's never any lead generation fees whatsoever. This does, in fact, include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Santos, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost. And again, that means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So if you want to add more photos or update content, there's never any additional cost for us to do that. Okay? Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month at that same exact discounted rate of $199. And again, that is a fixed flat rate. It will never go up on you. It will bill monthly for that exact amount. This is a service that is offered at will, meaning no long-term contract. You can discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved. By simply contacting our client support team, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally in the dead of winter if you wanted to by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Santos, is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Lopez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Santos, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa card? Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Your name, Santos Lopez. Any middle initial on that particular card?
Yeah.
You said there is a middle initial?
Yeah.
What is that initial? Okay.
4531.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I got that because there's just a little bit of background noise. I've got 4258, and then was it 2845, and then is it 3154 or 2154?
3154.
3151 54.
Yeah.
And then I've got 0723 as the last four.
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Then 24.
You said 10, like October, 10 of 24?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Santos, the last three digits on the back of that card?
818.
818?
Yes, 818.
Okay. So I've got 818 or 818 on the back of the card, and I've got 10 or October of 2024. So 10 of 24, the expiration date. And then once again, that card number was 4258-2845-3154-0723.
Yep.
Okay. And does that fill at the 18307 Clendaniel Drive in Georgetown, 19947?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email, and that email does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Santos, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, and that's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day, okay? Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com, okay? Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Mr. Lopez, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is emailed out to you separately. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either that text message or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there, okay? Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. Again, that client interview takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, and we do still have the 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock available today. Now, the call would get to you a few minutes after the start of the hour and get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want that 5 o'clock, or would the 6 o'clock work better for you?
5.
Okay. So it'll be in about 30, 40 minutes. It won't get to you right at the start of the hour, but it will get you off the phone pretty quickly after that. You would normally receive a reminder email an hour prior to the scheduled call, but since we're already less than an hour before 5 o'clock, our automated system won't be able to send that automated email. But I'll send instead a calendar invite. I'm just going to send that directly to your email just as a reminder that that call is scheduled at 5. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Now, you do not need to respond to that calendar invite. It really is more for your record, but you can respond to it if you like. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email that was sent out to you through our automated system?
Send me the email.
You should have already received the email to your inbox. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice on it. And that email that email also does trigger the text message. If you open the text, it goes right where it needs to be, but if you open the email, of course, it's got the invoice that will populate below it, and then there, it says click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked, so you can click right on that, and it'll take you to local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we provide, Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll also optimize your Bing local listing. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different directories. That landing page is your website. We're going to create that website for you as well. So there's a lot of information on here. I did not want to walk you through everything, but about two-thirds of the way down, it says SMS. That's the text message through the computer. We will also be able to send you certain text messages by mobile phone, but it does populate the 302-430-3816 number as a mobile phone. We do want to be able to send you text messages, so please leave the box below it unchecked where it says opt out of SMS or text messages. Please do not click on that box because that would prevent us from sending text messages to you. If you scroll all the way down, you see a long line that goes all the way across, and below it, it says in big letters, signature, and just above it, there's a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You do see that, right? At the very bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. So we do actually want you to click on that box to verify that you are a authorized user of the card that we have on file. It does populate your name as Santos Lopez, and then in the arrow that points towards that open box, we want you to click or tap there and either copy and paste or type in your name just as it appears. Meaning if you type it in, it is case sensitive, capitalize the S and the L with, of course, the space in between. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you have Santos Lopez in that box, please click the box below it where it says confirm signature. Now, Santos, that will do a couple of things. First, it will let us know that it is month to month, that you are, of course, getting the website at no additional cost, that we have waived your setup fee, that we have reduced the subscription cost. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, which, again, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, okay? Now, you'll know that you are successful in putting your name in there and confirming that signature once it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that screen.
We're going to access you, Russia.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Where I push the access you dashboard? Or the link? Or is in the HTTPW log flash?
Yeah, it should say my.localsplash.com/terms. That's the URL. That's where it's coming from. That's the dashboard portal. So it's the same portal that you'll be using for your tracking and your reporting. So when the automated system sends you emails, a lot of them will come from my.localsplash.com as that dashboard portal. But if you see at the top, it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience. The email itself is, it's not the welcome email. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So I think, though, you should be able to get where if it says access your dashboard, you can copy and paste the my.localsplash.com, and since you haven't gone through the terms and conditions, it's going to populate that as the initial page anyway. So if you're not seeing that link, you can copy and paste the HTTPS, of course, the colon backslash backslash, but my.localsplash.com. If you put that into a new search, I think it will allow you to go directly to the terms and conditions. But you should have also received the initial invoice email. I see the system sent that email as well. I actually wish they didn't send all of that at once. I wish they would wait 5 or 10 minutes to send that welcome email out.
I see here that for the username and password.
Is it asking you for that? So the reason it's asking you for the username and the password, like I said, this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and for your reporting. Is it asking you for a username and password? Because I don't see that populating on my end. Of course, I can't see everything that you see. But did you, at the bottom, did you type in Santos Lopez and hit confirm signature?
Yeah.
You did.
But don't accept. I'm pushed 4 times, but don't accept for username and password.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't actually see that populating on my end. Sometimes it's slow to update. But don't worry about putting in the username or the password. That's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. And I think if you were able to put that information in, it would give you an error message that the page has not yet even been created. The username, though, is simply the phone number that we are speaking on. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the 302-430-3816. That's your username, right? But like I said, you don't have to worry about putting in your username or your password just yet. In fact, you'll officially receive the username and password in a couple of days. We'll create the client dashboard and the tracking system with the follow-up call that we've got scheduled here in about a half an hour, okay?
Okay.
So I did just send you the calendar invite. Again, it's got the local splash CIENG, that's client interview to be conducted in English. It has your username, which is your phone number, just the numbers, no spaces or dashes. And then it's got your name, then it's got your actual phone number on there. Now, I did just want to see, because I'm not seeing that it was accepted, when you did click on where it says confirm signature, that kind of orangish box at the very bottom of the terms and conditions, did you click on that? At the very bottom, there's that long line that goes all the way across, and it says signature below that line, and above that line there's that box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. We do want you to click on that box and then type in Santos Lopez in the sign box where that arrow's pointing, and then hit confirm signature. Are you seeing that on your end?
Yeah, I see the signer, but on the, where is the sign? I put the Santos Lopez, and
yeah,
I put the confirmed signer.
Mm-hmm.
Please accept the terms.
And you did click the box above it, right, where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card?
No, I don't see. I'm signing the orange, and the red one for confirmed signer.
Yeah. Above the line, though, there's a small open box where it says cancellations and refunds. Of course, you may cancel at any time by contacting our client support. And then it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of that card. You do need to click on that box before you hit the confirm signature. So it should populate a check mark in that box. Is it giving you any type of error message, or is it actually taking you to the next page?
Yeah, I'm fine here, but don't accept my password.
You know, it might have just been slow on my end to update, because I am finally seeing that it was accepted on my end, and I appreciate your patience in letting me verify that. So again, like I said, you're all set, you're all squared away on my end. The follow-up call from our technician is scheduled in this upcoming hour, but like I said, it probably will not get to you right at 5. It will probably get to you maybe 5-10 minutes after 5. It is a one-hour window. Our technician will be wrapping up the previous phone call, putting in the notes and things like that, and then preparing for your phone call at 5, but should call you back about 5 after, 10 after 5. Expect that call to last maybe 30 minutes, okay? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer, just the basic questions that I mentioned earlier, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, and things like that. And start thinking about photos you want us to add to your website. Now, the support@localsplash.com email, you can email anything there, and it will get forwarded to the right department. Just kind of reference your phone number or your username, and basically they're the same thing. But when they do the client interview, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email. You can always write that down now. But if you want to email the photos team directly, you can use photos@localsplash.com. Okay? All right. But you're all set and squared away. Mr. Lopez, I appreciate your patience. And again, I appreciate the fact that you called back after the other call got disconnected. I'm excited. I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to getting that website up there, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business just 1 month at a time. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you a phone call in about 20, 30 minutes. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue Santos. Mr. Lopez, you take care. You have a great night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Yeah.